Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I got to say, Hunter, I'm gonna call you out to all the listeners because you know you're getting old when literally you walked in this morning, you set down a bottle of water and I think eight antacids.
Yeah, Tums. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting old, man. You know, it doesn't happen to me, you know, too often, but once you get that heartburn, man, it's terrible.
I tell you, I know, Grandpa, it is terrible. but this weekend, we had Wing King, and we're going to touch on that in here in a second. But Wing King, so we're eating wings, we're drinking beer. Then Sunday, we had Mike's birthday, so we had a bunch of beer. We ate meat and steak and God knows what else, chips.
It's a heartburn kind of a weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
But it was worth it, man.
It was. I just love you coming here, water bottle. Antacids. God, take me now.
You don't want any of this gas, bro.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to step outside. Well, Wing King. We had Wing King this weekend. Oh, my God, dude.
Unbelievable.
What an amazing day.
Yeah.
So, of course.
It was our first one, so we really didn't know what to expect.
No. And Kiki, she's the one. She's the mastermind behind the whole thing. We had a lot of great help in, too. I want to give a shout out to all those people in just a little bit. But Kiki was the mastermind behind it. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I think she got more gray hairs because you don't know. When you have a new event, getting people and everything.
Right.
But I tell you what, this is a great starting point for many Wing Kings for many years to come.
Man. You just walked into the place, man. The vibe there was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's happy. You know, everybody's, go-getters, eating some wings, drinking some beers.
Amazing.
The live music was amazing.
Larry Johnson and the Scipion Family Band both played. They were both fantastic. WSJM was broadcasting live from there. Awesome. Yeah. Phil and the gang did an amazing job. Y Country was a part of it as well, so we had sister stations all doing a part of it. And, of course, our amazing sponsors, Ron Goose. You know Goose.
Goose.
Go with Goose. Ron Goose, Realtor, Remax by the Lake. We love that guy. And he was there. Had a great time. Great seeing him. Extreme Wireless had the setup there. It was great having them there. And Rogers Foodland as well. We did also give away some awards. How awesome were those plaques?
Oh, dude.
Literally, I want one. Can I get one for, like, best Wing King host?
Give me a hustle award or something. You know?
I'm tired of getting those. I always got the hustle.
Participation award.
That's right. Everyone gets one. But we did. We gave away some awesome awards. And Round Belly Barbecue came away with three of them. Dude, they kicked ass. They won best hot wings, best barbecue wings, best overall judge's choice was Round Belly Barbecue. Best exotic wings was Applebee's. And best, the People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
People's Choice Award, which is a big deal. That's what everyone voted on. It was by one vote. That's how
one
close,
vote, really.
One vote. That's how close this race was. And that's how many great places we had. But the best overall People's Choice wings was Woodstock and Grill.
It's good, man.
Crushed it.
They were all good. I had a buddy ask me, he's like, how was the Wing King thing, man? I was like, dude, that's fantastic. The vibe was awesome.
Yeah.
He was like, were the wings good? I'm like, yeah, this, I was talking about the Round Belly.
Oh, yeah.
I had this orange barbecue that they had. He's like, was it really that good, man? It's like, would it be considered be one of the best wings you've ever had? I'm like, very well could have been, man.
I'm telling you, that's what we did. So if you missed out, suck it. Because you missed out on an amazing event. And for all of you that showed up, everyone that helped out, thank you all so much. It was great. Go to WIRX.com. Also, check out our Facebook. We got photos. We got video. The wing eating contest. It was great.
You know, we did it from 11 to 3. That could have been an all-day event.
Absolutely.
You know, people would have came, showed up, and just chowed on wings all day.
All day. Yeah. All day. Yeah. Because we eventually ran out of wings in most spots. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So, again, thank you to everybody who was a part of Wing King. It was really great. Yeah.